fascinating matchup in the coach's box here. They've already gone through round one, and here they go again. Ivan Cleary against Wayne Bennett. Now, Wayne Bennett's into his 10th grand final. He's already become the first coach to win at three different clubs, and he could do so here. And the first coach to take four clubs, different clubs, to a grand final. Not bad for a bloke who doesn't have a job next year.
Well, he's incredible, isn't he? You know, and it started back in the late 80s, mid-80s with Canberra. Got them to a grand final with Don Ferner in 87. They went down in that final grand final at the SCG, last of the GFs there. And then had, you know, enormous success with Brisbane. Was it six premierships with the Broncos, I think? Then the Dragons. Newcastle got them to a final series. Not much joy there. Went back to Brisbane and had a, you know, massive falling out up there in Brisbane and was showing the door. And then the Bunnies gave Wayne an opportunity and, you know, he's got them to two prelim finals in 20 and 19. And then the grand final this year, he's, you know, well, he's got a record like, I think it's only Craig Bellamy that sort of, you know, comes close in terms of records. It's pretty impressive career from Wayne.
It's extraordinary. Are there two Wayne Bennetts that you see, Brandy? Do you see the Wayne that plays out in the media with the smirk and the mind games, and then there's the Wayne that has this fierce loyalty from his players that love him?
Yes, you know, and it's interesting talking to the Souths players at Origin time, you know, when you try and just, well, you just throw a couple of questions out there, because I only know Wayne really as the media Wayne. I've had nothing to do with Wayne Bennett. Haven't been coached by him. You know, I know I've come up against Wayne coached teams in the 90s, but I don't know Wayne, and I only know what I hear about Wayne from players or past players. And when you ask the current mob about, you know, Wayne's involvement, they say, hey, look, he just floats in and out. You know, sometimes we don't see him for a while, and but that's the management of Wayne. You know, I'm sure that, you know, he leaves the on-field stuff, or a fair bit of it, to the assistant coaches, cutting up tape, getting vision of other players. That Wayne just deals with the players himself and as them as people, not necessarily as players, but that rapport that he has with his players, and it doesn't matter which club he goes to, he has the same rapport with his players. That rapport is so important and sometimes so different to what other coaches offer players. And sometimes that's what they're looking for. They're looking for someone to talk to, someone that believes in them. And if you have someone believing that they are a certain player, or they are, you know, he puts players up and has them believing that maybe they're better than they actually are. But then that's what coaching is about, making a player believe that he belongs and that he is good and that he is wanted and needed. And sometimes that is the difference between, you know, a performance that is, you know, a 7 out of 10 performance, or someone putting in a 9 out of 10 performance, and you get a whole side doing that, and all of a sudden you've got something special. And that's what, you know, Wayne got them to believe that, you know, the defence, that big games are won on defence, and that's exactly what they did to the Panthers in week one of the finals. That he had them believing that the key was defence, not scoring tries, which is sometimes it's easy to focus on that when you're so successful at just that.
Andrew Webster and I spoke last week, Brandy, about the greatness of Craig Bellamy. Now, he's done it all with the Melbourne Storm, obviously. Do you think Bennett is the greatest ever coach for what he's done and what you've just mentioned across various clubs throughout various eras with different players?
Well, it's just hard to argue with the record, Matt. That's, you know, when it comes to it, and longevity, the ability to stay relevant as, you know, is he 70, Wayne? Like, you know, he's been in the game so long. So the ability to stay relevant and more than relevant, you know, the ability to stay on top of your craft, and, you know, and he is a coach. You know, there's different types of coaches, but his type of coach has shown that you can endure through difficult times. He did have a great team at Brisbane, but He's shown that, you know, he can come into a club like the Dragons and just make it happen. It was so close to happening, but they just needed someone like Wayne to come in and have certain individuals in that Dragons lineup believe that they were the best. And that's what he did. They win a comp. And he's doing that at Souths now.